Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we wrap up the month of January and look forward to February, I want to make folks aware of a training we are hosting here in February. Iowa State University Extension and Outreach is hosting Food Safety and Iowa Regulation Training Sessions to help producers better comply with state of Iowa law. These trainings are targeted to home food operations and home bakers, and there are 5 sessions being hosted across the state. Here in Cass County, we are hosting a location on Saturday, February 10th. These sessions held across the state will address Iowa regulations and licensing, as well as food safety procedures from preparation to point of sale. The classes are intended for exempt home food operations and home bakers who make and sell food out of their homes or sell produce at farmers' markets. According to Shannon Coleman, Assistant Professor in Food Science and Human Nutrition at ISU, these training sessions have been tailored specifically to Iowa's laws and regulations and also include food safety information that can be used in production and point of sale. Coleman shares that Iowa has unique laws that do allow for some foods to be sold out of the home or at farmers' markets that might not be the case elsewhere, so producers interested in selling these items should be aware of current laws. Again, the training here in Cass County set for Saturday, February 10th. Session will run from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. A maximum of 30 participants can register for each session, and the training is free. If you want to register or get more information, you can contact Shannon Coleman by email or by phone. Her number, 515-294-9011. Again, this training will cover Iowa policies and regulations, food safety basics, foodborne pathogens, TCS and non-TCS foods, and safe production and preparation practices. If you would like to register for that class here at the Cass County Extension Office on Saturday, February 10th, you can contact Shannon Coleman, or you can give our office a call and we would be happy to share that information with you. Again, pre-registration is required, but there is no cost for that class, and it's open to the first 30 producers register. As we move away from the holiday season, ISU has released a new publication on growing holiday cacti. Holiday cacti are a popular plant in the home this time of year. Many folks are not aware that there are actually 3 different types of holiday cacti. There is a Thanksgiving cactus, a Christmas cactus, and an Easter cactus. The best way to tell what type of plant you have is by looking at the leaves and the flower colors. Also, the bloom time may give you a bit of a hint. The Thanksgiving cactus is actually the most familiar and widely grown of the 3 and is often mistakenly called a Christmas cactus. The Thanksgiving cactus may also be called a crab or yoke cactus, and they are available from greenhouses and other retailers from early fall all the way through the Christmas season. They have a wide range of flower colors, from white to red, lavender, and orange. The stem segments of the cactus bear 2 to 4 upward-pointing, fairly sharp teeth, and the flowering period is generally from mid-November to late December, so they do bloom all the way through Christmas. If you have a true Christmas cactus, it has stem segments with scalloped edges, not quite as pointed as the Thanksgiving cactus. These arching branches produce 3-inch rosy red flowers from late November all the way through to early February. There are also a number of hybrids between these two, and some look like a general mix between the two, so it is a little difficult to tell which plant you have. If you have an Easter cactus, it will bloom from March through May and usually has pink or red flowers. It may also bloom again in early fall. The stem segments on an Easter cactus are smoother than the other two, with 4 to 6 slight ripples along the edges. These also have brownish hair-like bristles at the tips of each stem segment. All holiday cacti are native to the forests of South America. They grow in the crotches of trees and derive water and nutrients from rains and decaying organic matter that collects. The branches of all of these cacti are best described as flattened stem segments. They are often incorrectly called leaves. However, these plants don't have true leaves. The flowers are formed on the tips of the stem segments. Holiday cacti are great indoor plants and not usually demanding. All 3 types do require similar growing condition and will bloom in response to day length or photo period and indoor temperature. With all cacti, you want to keep the plants a bit on the dry side until the buds begin to form and then resume normal watering. Or you want to keep the soil moderately moist, giving them bright light and maintaining a cool temperature to avoid dropping buds. For more information on caring for and propagating holiday cacti, you can find the newly released Holiday Cacti publication on the Iowa State University Extension store or stop by the Extension office. For information on upcoming events, resources, and research from Iowa State University Extension, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime on our website or Facebook, and you can also stop by the Extension office at 805 West 10th Street here in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.